We're so glad you've joined us for this exciting episode of the Brinkman Adventures. Earlier this week, the family traveled to a castle in the French countryside where 30 missionaries have gathered for a retreat. It's been a great week of encouragement, and as the blizzard continues to rage outside, Pastor Tim wraps up his final message.
If it keeps storming like this, we might be stuck here together another week.
We're cool with that.
That'd be fine with me.
So tonight, in closing, here's what we need to focus on. When you follow God, things don't always make sense. Abraham didn't understand the plan as he laid Isaac on the altar. But by faith, he obeyed. The writer to the Hebrews said, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen." You know, our hope is in God. We don't see him face to face, but we have faith that one day we will. And today I heard Kate playing a song that she just wrote. It ties into this idea. She wrote it as an act of faith that someday soon she would see her new baby brother or sister. And I've asked her to share it with us in closing. Kate, would you come up, please, and share what God has put on your heart that God may also place it on ours.
Jack, did you know about this?
No.
So I started to write a song about how I couldn't wait to see Jesus face to face, but the words just weren't coming, and I prayed about it, and I felt like God just wanted me to write what was on my heart. So I did. Here it is, Mom.
Hey, little baby, it's me, Big Sissy. You don't know me yet, but we'll be best friends. Don't take too long, but grow big and strong. While we're waiting, let me sing you a song. I can't wait to see your face. I can't wait to see your smile. Tickle your toes and beep your nose, I can't wait. Oh, oh, hey, little sister, where are you, brother? Stay safe and warm inside a mother. You're God's promise, we know this full well. So while you're growing, oh,
listen, you can hear the wind howling through the chimney.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time it snowed like this in France.
Where are the kids?
Oh, they're all watching a video. The movie theater's in the dungeon. It's really cool down there.
I sure appreciated Pastor Tim's message tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Kate's song?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I really needed this retreat. Jack, Susan, thanks for helping make it happen.
Oh, you bet.
It's our pleasure.
When are you due?
January 20th.
Interestingly, that's the exact same date our twins were born.
That's crazy.
Somehow, I see the Lord's hand in all that timing. Like Pastor Tim was saying, I don't understand the plan, but I know he has one, and I'm learning to trust.
We've been learning that, too.
Trust seems to be a theme for us.
Well, our family would love to hear about what happened to you guys in Kazakhstan. That is, if you feel up to talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, that might actually be helpful. Kara?
Yeah, okay. But what about Ben?
I think it'd be good for him, too. Why don't we grab the kids and meet back here in 15 minutes?
Wow, the snow is up to my knees! We should go sledding down the hill into town.
That would be so much fun. I wonder if there's a sled around here.
Nice fire.
Can I put a stick in the fire?
Here you go. Just be careful.
Dad, can I do one?
No, Hope. Why don't you sit on my lap? We're going to listen to a story.
Everybody here?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah? All right. So where to start? Let's see.
Tell them the snake story.
Which one?
The first one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So one evening, after work, I sat in the living room reading an old book.
Dad, a snake!
Where?
I opened the cabinet above the counter to get a glass!
Okay, all right, just stand back.
Yep, still there. Okay, Ben, hand me that bat by you.
Here. You missed, Dad. It's on the ground.
It went under the table.
You got him cornered.
Stop! You're destroying the house. Please.
I've got it now.
Ew.
Yuck.
That'll teach him.
With a bat. Oh, home run.
Kara, I don't know how you managed.
I don't know either.
Yeah, over the years I became a skilled snake killer.
He killed about 20.
Wow. 20?
What kind of snakes?
He got an Egyptian cobra and a puff adder.
Whoa, the Egyptian cobra can take down an adult elephant.
Oh, no yeah. way.
He squashed scorpions I got in the house, too. My hero.
And they didn't even have a class on scorpion squashing in missionary school.
Well, maybe they should, and you should teach it.
Hey.
I read they don't allow you to tell people about Jesus in Kazakhstan. How are you supposed to be a missionary there if you can't even tell them about Jesus?
I'm trained as a computer programmer. Kazakhstan wants computer programmers in their country, so they gladly let us come.
And we went there with another couple from Canada, Paul and Rachel Hoekstra.
Paul's also a programmer. Here's the cool part, guys. When I work at my computer job, I have the opportunity to rub shoulders with lots of Kazakhstanians. In that context, it's only natural to talk about what we believe.
There's a name for this approach. It's called BAM, or Business as Missions.
See, if I was to go door-to-door witnessing, I wouldn't last a week there. But I've had many chances to talk about Jesus by simply living and working among the people.
That's really neat.
And Kara's had lots of opportunities with the women in the neighborhood.
And Ben, too. With some friends at school, right?
Yeah. So what happens if the government catches you?
Well, they could kick us out, or even arrest us. There's some risk sharing our faith. But Jesus warned us that some people will actually hate us because of him.
So, Ben, you talked to your friends at school about Jesus?
I told one.
That's actually a large part of our story. Ben, why don't you tell them about Hadi?
It's okay, honey.
So my best friend's name is Hadi. We did everything together.
Is he the guy who gave you the soccer ball?
Yeah, so I gave him a Bible for his birthday. His dad was not happy.
His parents were so upset, they pulled him out of school.
Hadi's dad had a lot of influence in the government. Shortly after this, the police began questioning Christians.
Yesterday, the provincial government closed the Christian Relief Agency. According to our sources, workers had enticed several Kazakhian nationals to convert to Christianity. All workers have been deported from the country, and the government has closed the agency.
Matt! Did you just hear that?
Yes, I did. That's the place you need to hear. I'm looking it up online right now.
Finding anything?
Their site's offline.
I can't believe it, Matt. We know them.
Wait, here's something.
What is it?
I typed in the director's name and found this site. It's a list of suspected missionaries.
That's scary. Are we on it?
I'm looking. No, we're not.
How about the Hoekstras?
Nope, they're clean.
Matt, I'm really concerned. Is that a government website?
No, but the government could be behind it.
What do you think we should do?
We need to get the Hoekstras over here tomorrow night and place a call to Joe Stallone.
Hi, guys. Come in.
Sorry we're late. It's Paul's fault.
Guilty as charged. I finished that server, Matt.
See? I knew you could do it. They'll be happy to get that back in service tomorrow. Ben, could you be sure to take Sammy out before you go to bed?
Sure, Dad.
Joe Stallone from the home office will be calling us any minute.
How are you guys feeling?
I'm not sure what to think of it.
Nervous.
When you drove up, did you see a guy standing on the corner?
If you mean the one in the cheap suit, yeah.
See, Matt? I told you.
I don't think so, Kara.
He's been there for 2 days now. Matt, even our next-door neighbor noticed.
Yeah, but you know her.
She asked me why the police are watching us.
There's Stallone. Matt, Kara, Paul, and Rachel here.
This is Joe. Matt, do any of you have a cell phone on you?
I do.
I have one.
Okay, please put them in the other room and remove the batteries.
Okay, They're out of the room. Can I ask you why?
Their government has the ability to hack smartphones and use them as listening devices.
Creepy, eh?
Can't we just turn them off?
They can still do it. You need to pull the battery. And on some phones, even that's not possible.
Wow. So I take it you got my message?
Yes. And the team's been working since it came through. There's a lot of chatter. We don't know why, but the government is coming down hard on anything with even a hint of Christianity.
Kara thinks we may be under surveillance.
Well, I'd be most comfortable if Matt and Kara left now.
Paul Hoekstra here, sir. What about Rachel and I?
You two are Canadian. At this point, we believe it's safe for you to stay. You'd keep the business going.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Stallone, I appreciate your concern for us, but I think this will blow over. I mean, it happened before.
This feels different, Matt.
If we leave now, we cast suspicions on the Hoekstras. They'll be in more danger. Can't you allow us just a little more time?
Okay, I'll give you 2 weeks. Keep your head down and stay alert.
Come on, Sammy, hurry up! Sammy, stop!
Boy!
Sammy, get back here!
Hey, boy!
That's the guy who's been watching our house!
Hey, boy, come here! I want to talk to you! I said come here! Get back here!
Did that guy catch you, Ben?
No, I ran as fast as I could.
What happened to Sammy?
Oh, he came back the next day.
Who was it?
A government agent.
One of the women I had befriended was getting married. She'd invited me to her wedding as a special guest.
A special guest?
It means I was sort of like a bridesmaid. I left for the wedding early in the morning. Many people attending didn't have cars, so I used our van to pick them up. It took about an hour to get there.
Weddings in Kazakhstan take all day. I stayed home with Ben and did some work around the house. At supper time, Kara called me. King's residence, this is Matt.
Matt.
Kara, what's wrong?
Matt, Femina saw your name on the website.
When?
Today.
Oh, hang on, let me check. Oh, no. No, no. Kara, you need to come home right away. Yes, you need to come home now.
Honey, I can't. I'm the guest of honor, and I drove a bunch of people. They'll need to stop the ceremony if I leave.
Police could be here any minute. Do what you need to do and get here as fast as you can. Ben, bring me another box.
Here.
Thanks.
I'm sorry, Matt.
It's been 3 hours. Well,
they changed the order of the ceremony so I could leave, but I felt like I needed to stay through the meal. I left as soon as I could. What are you doing?
I told Joe Stallone.
What are you burning? Are those all my old passports?
Yes. Joe said we need to burn everything.
Matt, those are keepsakes. I've been saving my passports my whole life.
I'm sorry, dear. I didn't think they were that important.
Oh, Lord. I don't know if I'm ready for all this.
He's making arrangements on their end. They want us out of the country in 1 week.
I'm supposed to wrap up our life here in 1 week. We decided to hold a garage sale to get rid of our stuff.
That was the biggest mistake we made in all our years in Kazakhstan.
We had no idea at the time. I had only mentioned it to a couple of neighbors.
Yeah, and that night, before we could even set up signs, people started lining up in front of our house.
We let them in one at a time.
How much is computer?
How about 150?
I take it.
Matt, the people are getting impatient.
Are you almost done, sir?
No. Would you sell me everything?
Everything?
Dad, they're starting to climb the fence.
We have to do something. Kara, the hose, quick. Here we were, trying to sneak out of the country quietly and not draw attention to ourselves. We found out you don't do garage sales in Kazakhstan.
No kidding.
There must have been at least 200 people there. And finally, a police officer showed up. He told us we needed to shut it down immediately before the people became violent.
Then would you believe he actually asked if he could go shopping?
You're kidding.
I ended up selling everything in the garage sale to that first guy.
But the people wouldn't leave. They camped out across the street that night. And the next morning, they were still there.
Whenever we left the house, they would run to us and demand we let them into the garage sale.
The crowd pretty much kept us hostage in our own home.
Oh, man.
I got a call from a friend who worked for the government. He wanted to talk to me in person because he believed the police had bugged our house.
What did he tell you?
He said that they planned to subpoena me on Monday.
What's a subpoena?
Official papers that would demand I appear in court that week. I immediately called our director, who told me to wait by the phone. He needed to speak to our lawyers.
It's him.
This is Matt.
Hi, Matt. From what we've gathered, you can still leave the country legally. However, once they deliver the paperwork, things change.
Yeah?
Once that happens, you're stuck there.
So we need to go now.
If you leave tonight, you should be able to make it to the border in time.
Are you certain they'll let us out?
No. It's possible they've already tagged you. And in that case, you'd be arrested as you tried to cross the border.
So what do we do?
Well, if you stay, you'll face the court and then very possibly prison. If you leave now, there's a good chance you'll make it. We think it's worth the risk.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Goodbye, Matt. We're praying for you.
We're leaving.
Tonight.
But tomorrow's my birthday.
I realize that, son. But if we stay, I could end up in prison.
We can't even say goodbye?
I'm calling the Hoekstras.
This is Paul.
Paul, we need to leave tonight.
I'm on my way over.
We're following you guys to the border. That's final.
Paul, you can't be seen with us.
Not another word.
We'll keep our distance, but someone is going to have to be there in case something happens.
Thank you.
Rachel and I will come back to the house to make sure it's clean after we're sure you've made it across.
Thanks, Paul.
Would you mind saying goodbye to everyone for us?
Oh, of course. Why don't the Hoekstras have to leave?
They're Canadian, for one. Also, they're not on that list.
We may have to leave eventually, Ben.
Sorry about the birthday party.
Thanks.
Okay. If we're going to make it to the border on time, we need to leave now. We're almost there. Kara, hand me the passports.
It's okay, boy.
I told you to keep Sammy quiet.
What'll happen if they see him, Dad?
They'll take him.
I'm scared for Sammy.
I'm scared for me.
God, please help him get through.
And me too. Okay, Ben. Put the blanket on him.
Quiet, boy.
This is it.
Passport. Sir, back right there. All of you must come inside to speak with an agent.
Talk more slowly, please. Why were you here in Kazakhstan?
I'm a computer specialist and I run a tech company.
How many years have you been here?
7.
The name of your company?
CompuSpecialized.
Do you still live in Kenitran?
Yes.
Just a moment. Take a seat. Take a seat. Assistance on Station 6.
Matt, the computer screen.
Dad, it's you.
No.
Help us.
No, they've got me.
Yes, sir.
I thought I told you to get me a fresh cup of coffee 10 minutes ago.
Sorry, very sorry.
Okay. Everything looks good. Here are your passports.
Thank you, sir.
Good dog, Sammy. You did it.
We're out.
I'm glad we made it. But this is so sad, Matt. It feels like a part of me is dying.
I know.
Why did this have to happen?
Well, we must have accomplished what we came here for.
What do you mean?
5 people. There's 5 new Christians, including Hottie.
You're right.
That must be why God sent us.
Thanks, Ben, for reminding us of that.
You guys have been through so much.
You can't go back there?
No. They won't let us back in the country.
Ben, what happened to your friend?
Tell him, Dad.
It's been a year since we heard from him. But guess what?
What?
He just texted us this morning.
Really? Oh,
listen to this. Ben, I'm okay. I'm still a Christian. Jesus helps me be strong. I'm praying for you. Friends forever, Hottie.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
I was pretty discouraged last night, but now I see that God had a plan all along.
All the way down to the timing of that text message.
Is Sammy okay?
Yes, Sammy is safe. He's back at our home in southern France. Mm-hmm. Our neighbor is watching him for us.
It must be hard, having to leave what you started and all your friends.
Mm. It's been very hard. To be honest, I was angry for quite a while. I'm learning to trust. Pastor Tim reminded me of it again tonight. We don't always understand the plan, but we trust him and obey.
Yeah. After we left, we went to France.
Why France?
Well, it was one of the options the mission gave us. They wanted us to spend a few months recovering, and they had people in that area to help us out.
We rented a house there, and one night we went for a walk.
I smelled a certain flower that's only native to Bazakistan.
It turns out the house right next to us had a garden full of them.
The family had just moved to France from Bazakistan. They couldn't believe we spoke their language. So we quickly became friends. And guess what?
What?
They invited us to their daughter's wedding.
Really?
In fact, they even used our house for many of the relatives who came from Bazakistan for the ceremony.
Wonderful. Oh, wow.
Yeah. They asked us about our faith, and we've had a number of chances to share Jesus with them.
Oh, wow. Praise God. And it turns out there are many people from Bazakistan living in the apartments right down the road.
Wow. Kara's leading a woman's Bible study with a number of the women.
Oh, no way.
So while it's still hard, having had to leave our home there, we see now that God had a reason for moving us.
Yeah. You know, it reminds me of the verse that says he works all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose.
I feel bad you had to go through all that.
Yeah, missions is hard, but it's good. Isn't it, guys?
Yes.
It is hard, but it's good.
I met an older missionary a few months ago. He said something that, well, I'm just beginning to understand. Missionary work is often not as good or as pretty as we want it to be. Things go wrong, and a lot of things can happen. But the bottom line is this.
The Titanic is sinking, and we need to get as many as possible into the lifeboats. When we get to heaven, we're going to see people there who say, "My mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My wife thanks you. And my children thank you. Thank you for saving my life."
You've been listening to The Brinkman Adventures, and today's story, On the Run, has been based on real-life events. Kids, remember to pray for missionaries who risk their comfort and sometimes even safety in order to tell others about Jesus. And remember, God wants all of us to be ready to tell others about Him, no matter where we find ourselves.
Please stow your carry-ons underneath the seat or in overhead bins. In just a moment, we'll ask for your complete attention as we give a short safety presentation.
Susan, the seat next to me is empty. Why don't you move over one? That way, we can be together and you could stretch your legs in the aisle.
I don't think that's an option, Jack.
Huh?
Hi there, buddy. Going to the States?
Yep.
Me too. Name's Albert Neumann.
Jack Brinkman.
Hey, you wouldn't mind me putting my extra bag under the seat in front of you, would you?
Kids, Jesus told us to go and make disciples of all the nations. Let's give ourselves fully to him and share his good news until the whole world hears.